This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. Some cooler temperatures might be heading east. Here's meteorologist Brian Hurley at the National Weather Service.
Tomorrow, temperatures, as the front moves through, they're going to be in the mid-80s. So that's near normal, maybe a degree or so below normal. But by the time we get to Monday and Tuesday, solidly into the lower 80s, if not, you know, maybe near 80, upper 70s, parts of Pennsylvania, for example.
GOP presidential candidates were in Iowa last night for the annual Lincoln Dinner. Former President Trump's legal troubles didn't get much attention.
Most other candidates focused on Republican red meat.
An open border is not a border.
We are going to rip the politics out of the military. We're going to end the woke agenda.
Less than eager to target Trump's legal challenges and risk alienating voters. When former Congressman Will Hurd did speak about it, he was booed.
Donald Trump is running to stay out of prison. And if we elect, I know.
Some polls show Trump leads the Republican field by as much as 30 points.
CBS's Bradley Blackburn. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell's camp says he is not stepping down despite growing questions about his health. CBS's Nancy Chan reports.
During a news conference on Wednesday, the 81-year-old appeared to freeze mid-sentence and was led away. His spokesperson said McConnell plans to serve his full term in the job his colleagues have overwhelmingly elected him to do.
Mega Millions is now Mega Billion. CBS's Mara Rubin reports.
Nobody won the $940 million jackpot.
Those numbers are 52, 28, 5, 63, 10, and the Mega Ball is 18.
So the grand prize climbs to $1.05 billion. That's tied for the fourth largest jackpot in Mega Millions history. It's been more than 3 months since somebody matched all six numbers. The next drawing is Tuesday.
Five people have been shot in a parking lot in South Seattle at a community event. Seattle Mayor Bruce Harrell says everyone must pull together to help end gun violence.
This is a critical part of the city, one of the most diverse areas in the country, and it's our responsibility to protect it, and we cannot do it alone without our community leaders and our community partners.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker has signed a bill designed to give former inmates a better chance to succeed outside of the prison walls.
More than 25% of people who are released from prison in Illinois end up back behind bars, not because they're recidivists, but instead for a non-criminal technical violation.
This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed, the end-to-end hiring solution. Attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Gambling on U.S. House elections may be legal someday, but not if good government groups have their way. Here's Mike Moen.
The Commodity Futures Trading Commission has been asked by the trading platform Kalshi to allow such bets through so-called event contracts. They'd be limited to betting on which party will control Congress in future elections. But Stephen Spaulding of the group Common Cause says this would put even more pressure on the health of democracy in the current political environment.
This opens up a significant risk to the perception that the winners and losers of an election are not determined by voters, but by those who stand to gain financially.
Common Cause has sent a filing to the commission asking that it reject the proposal. And leadership with the House Task Force on Strengthening Democracy issued a similar request. Supporters of the idea say the forecasting could help small businesses protect their interests while benefiting researchers. But Spaulding says the world of politics is still reeling from the 2010 Citizens United ruling by the U.S. Supreme Court. He says when you add gambling to the equation, big spenders could hold sway over the process in an even bigger way.
You can imagine a situation where a entity that is now able to spend money on elections post-Citizens United then places an enormous wager on the outcome of an election and also funnels resources through super PACs or other dark money vehicles to influence the outcome of an election.
Last year, Kalshi sought CFCT approval for bets to be placed on the 2022 midterms, but it ultimately withdrew its proposal when commission staff raised concerns and recommended rejecting the proposal. Mike Moen, Wisconsin News Connection. Support for this reporting was provided by the Carnegie Corporation of New York.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Don McCrute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute.
Weekdays from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
What you're about to hear is about more than just football. It's about life. This is Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Now, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Wisconsin, wipe the dust out your eyes. Earl, I can't see you, but I can hear you.
Well, you know, it's Monday, and you know, we got to work through some technical things, but even I sound kind of strange right now. I don't know what's going on, but anyway, we'll work through it. What's going on, man?
Same old, man. Different day. Same old.
Yeah, so you were doing what you do, putting on the miles this weekend. Where were you this weekend, man?
Oh, man, I touring Wisconsin as usual, man. You know, I was in Waukesha, then I had to run up to La Crosse, and Friday, Saturday, and then Sunday I had a football camp in Galesville, Wisconsin.
Where's Galesville's, Wisconsin, man?
It's probably 20 minutes outside of La Crosse.
You know, man, I got to tell you, man, you need all them cars. Because how many miles you put on probably, you know, during the summer? You all over the state, man. You spend more time in the state of Wisconsin than you do in Michigan, don't you?
Absolutely. I tell everybody I'm a half resident. I'm a week in Wisconsin, a week at home. Yeah. Sometimes.
Well, listen,
sometimes,
man.
Sometimes more than that in Wisconsin.
That meant a lot of stuff to talk about, and we want you to excuse us as we deal with some technical difficulties this morning. We've got Calvin working on it, so he'll get it all worked out. Gilbert, I want to begin, man, with running backs, man. NFL running backs. And there was a time, Gilbert, when the running backs were more valuable than the quarterbacks in the NFL. I remember those times. You probably don't, but I do.
I never seen a running back more important than a quarterback. Never.
Never.
Even if the quarterback sucked, I did not see that. That must have been wherever you saw that. Must have been before Braille or whatever.
I'm just, you know, I remember, you know, in the '60s, and the did I say that, man?
Yes, you did.
In the '60s, I said that, didn't I, on the air? But anyway. When the Central Division was called three yards and a cloud of dust, when they would hand the football off the first two times to the running back, and then on third down, if they didn't make it, the quarterback would throw a 5-yard out. You know, I remember those days, man. So your running backs were your stars. You know, Jim Brown and those kind of guys, man. There was a time when that did occur, Gilbert. You know, like I said, a little bit before your time. But now that running back seems to have lost his value. Why?
Well, you gotta understand it's a quarterback driven league now. You know, everybody wants to see that ball in the air. You know, and the offenses have changed. That's, you know, I think that was the turn of the century when they started the West Coast offense. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Put the ball in the air. Put the ball in there. You know what I mean? So, you know, it's a pecking order. I mean, it goes from that, and you know, they phased out the fullback. You know?
Yeah, it's true.
You know, it's just a different. It's a different evolvement of the league.
Well, you know, Gilbert, and they also changed the rules to coincide with that, to make it easier. Can it be easier to make it easier for, you know, the blocking schemes and all of those things, you know, the things that you used to be able to get away with, you can't get away with anymore. On the defensive side of the ball, is it safe to say that?
Well, you know, if you look at the evolvement of the offensive linemen. There used to be big monsters.
Right. Maulers.
500 pound guys. Now they're more athletic guys that can pass block and wall you off. You know what I'm saying? So it's each position is changing, man. I mean, probably even at my position when I was there. I mean, we had some big bruises in there, but now you got the real athletic, get up the field type guys, you know, that where you ain't got to hold the double team for the linebacker. You know, now you got to just get up field and create havoc.
But, Gilbert, at the same time, the running back still has to take a beating.
Yep.
I mean, the running back takes a beating. There is no fullback.
Yeah, they'll bring that tight end down and play that position, you know, and then get him out so he can pass too. But everybody got to understand a good running back's life expectancy in the NFL is 5 to 6 years. After that, you're on decline.
So the running backs right now, Gilbert, Saquon Barkley and even you can look at the running back for who was the running back for the Minnesota Vikings. How can I forget?
Adrian Peterson.
No, Delvin Cook.
Delvin Cook.
Okay. Yeah, Cook. And you've got, you know, some of these other great running backs in the league right now. And Gilbert, they're just... They're upset because their value has diminished. And they're saying, well, what did we do for our value to diminish? We take this pounding, and you and I were talking earlier, and you said, well, they can't give them a lot of money because they know they're going to be injured. Or that, you know, you can give them 3 or 4 years, 5 years at tops, and then their career's over, so they're not going to ever be able to receive a reasonable salary. They get paid less than everybody else, Gilbert.
That running back position is a hazardous position, period.
Well, yeah, they got after them. You know what I mean? They got a bounty on their backsides.
Oh yeah, they take a pounder, man, and after 5 or 6 years, the pounding gets worse on a back that's got some yards on it. You know what I'm saying? And you see them losing a step, or they're not running as hard as they used to. I mean, it depends on the individual, man.
Hey, Gilbert, you said they're not running as hard as they used to. Now, they've got all these coaches watching every step they take, right? And they can tell if you're not hitting that hole as quick as you used to.
Yeah.
And they got a guy sitting over on the bench, and you said this before, who is willing. He don't have it. He hasn't been fed yet, right? And so he wants to eat too. And he's willing to hit that hole full speed.
Yeah, he's willing to hit that hole, but guess what? You're still paying that back all that money. You see what I'm saying?
The one that won't hit the hole.
Yeah. You still paying this dude a boatload of money, so you better put him out there and get what you can, or you know you're about to get rid of him and start featuring this other back.
Okay, so the conversation in Lambeau and in Green Bay is the Packers have the best dual running back tandem in football. A.J. Dillon and Jones. Well, this might be the last year that they have both of them, because A.J. Dillon said he's not getting what he's worth, and Jones is upset because he had to take a pay cut. So how do they get around that?
Either give them their money or let them go.
Well, you know they're not going to give them the money, right?
No, they ain't going to give them the money. But it's always, you know, you look at what you had and what you're going to get. You know what I'm saying? They always think they can bring another guy in and make a star out of them. And sometimes they make a boo-boo, and then sometimes they wish they would have paid the guy. But here, you know, it's too, just like we had the conversation before about the running backs coach was fussing that, not fussing, was telling AJ he wasn't running like
that. Yeah, as hard as he used to.
You know what I'm saying? That's the thing now. Like, either you're going to stay with us and take this less money, but we're going to put this bad report out on you. So if you do test the market, you're going to have a problem now.
Wow, man. Come on. So, Gilbert, we got to talk a little bit more about that on the other side. Our phone lines are open, as always, at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger on the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
Hey, I'm Emily from Weichert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Your home, your property, your decision. At Weichert Realtors Lake Point, we'll guide you every step of the way. Whether you're buying or selling a home or exploring commercial property, your dream is within reach. You'll find our realtors love what they do, and more importantly, we think it's fun helping our clients achieve their goals. Who wouldn't want to do that every day? Give me a call at 608-721-8002. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weichert-lakepoint.com.
It doesn't hurt, feels good to help. And when you give blood, you provide a life-saving difference for others. The need doesn't take a summer break. So we have a challenge for you, started by Civic Media's Earl Ingram.
Congratulations to all those people and all of you who donate blood.
Take a selfie while giving blood, then post it along with hashtag Civic Pints. Give blood and you could get a prize too. Find challenge details and a donation center near you at civicmedia.us/giveblood. civicmedia.us/giveblood.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 540 AM WAUK.
Local radio for your community. Civic Media broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin.
More than 80 million listeners depend on AM radio each month. It's also the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. A new bill in Congress would ensure this free, reliable service remains in cars. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
You are never far away from your favorite local radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, and we invite you to get social with us by following our network's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook pages. Want even more? CivicMedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. A blend of clouds and sun today with a high of 86. North winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lowest level off around 64. Mainly sunny skies and calm tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 88. Low 90s Wednesday with a chance for...
You know me. Are you comfortable? Oh yeah. Make it right. Uptown. Heavy D, y'all. In the house. Once again, make you comfortable.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. It's Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger. And you know what, Gilbert?
Yo.
You got to get some different music, man.
What are you talking about?
Hey,
number
man.
Number one, that's good music. And number two, Calvin is the DJ.
Hey, Calvin.
I need to get some fresh inspiration for Gilbert. I'll concede that I've been kind of stuck on the same songs.
All right. Hey, so Gilbert, so anyway, that running back, I was looking at this man, and this is amazing to me. The running back is the only position where the franchise tag has gotten less. All the other franchise tag numbers have gone up. So 6 years ago, back in 2017, the running back franchise tag figure was $12.1 million. For people who don't know, what do they mean by franchise tag, Gilbert?
Well, franchise tag means that if you're going through a contract dispute or you haven't reached the numbers on both sides and the season is coming up, then they put that on you so that you can, they still got you under contract, you still can play. This is the payment that we got to pay you because that's across the board.
That's on average. That's an average across the board?
That's across the board until you come up with your agreed upon contract.
So they still
got you tied up.
So, in other words, you can't sit out, which is what players used to do.
You can.
But you don't get paid. Back,
you still don't get that same number.
Oh, no.
You sit out because you kind of make them give you that contract.
And this way they protect themselves.
Yeah, you're not taking that money. You feel that you are worth more than that.
Right.
I am not coming on that field until y'all give me the money. And, oh, you got some guys that just love the game. And they're going to say, okay, I'll just take this and play, and we'll figure it out next time we come up to the table.
You know, man, I was looking at the average quarterback. So it's $10 million is what that franchise tag is for running backs. That's down $2 million from 2017. Quarterbacks, their 2017 franchise tag was $32.4 million. Was $21.2 million since 2017. That's risen to $32.4 million in 2023. Wide receivers, $15.6 million. Is what their franchise tag is in 2017. That's up to $19.7 million in 2023. Offensive linemen, their tag was $14.2 in 2017. That's up to $18.2. Defensive ends was $16.9 in 2017. That's up to $19.7 million in 2023. And cornerbacks, $14.2 million in 2017 is up to $18.1 million in 2023. Now, what has occurred, Gilbert, is the running backs have come together, and they were in a Zoom meeting the other day, including Aaron Rodgers, and the NFL didn't like it because they were trying to see if there was something they could do collectively, you know, short of, you know, to force this change. And some of the conversations was injury. Well, I'm injured, I can't play. But they're not in a position of strength, are they?
No, not at all. Because the owners rule the world in football.
I know, you always say that, man.
They rule the world now, so, and they are not going to lose money. They are not. Period.
Well, they're not losing money anyway.
If you don't like it, we're going to go get somebody else. that is the number, sir.
It doesn't matter if your name is Shaquan Barkley.
Don't matter, dog.
It doesn't matter.
It don't matter.
It doesn't matter if your name is Aaron Jones.
It don't matter, dog. Because number one, on everybody's list, the quarterback is king. Period. Everybody else is second fiddle. Now, if quarterbacks got together and said this, oh, wait. Come on now. But the running backs, no. They don't care. We'll get another guy that want to play for some money.
And their running backs, there's a truckload of running backs. I mean, running backs come out of college. They're everywhere, right?
Truckload. You get a drunk off the street almost.
Hey, man.
He's going to come down.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News on 540 AM WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Seeking some relief from the heat?
Upstate New York, low to mid-70s potentially. That is around 10 degrees below normal. So cooler air is on the way.
Meteorologist Brian Hurley. Former President Trump and several Republican contenders shared the stage last night in Des Moines at the annual Lincoln Dinner. Here's CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
It was former President Donald Trump's first appearance on the campaign trail since word he's facing even more federal charges in the case probing his alleged mishandling of classified documents.
We will win the election big.
Five people have been shot in a parking lot in South Seattle during a weekly community event that gives out food. Scary, says this man who witnessed the attack.
It's crazy. It is. There is a lot of kids here. A lot of families here. We were shopping inside the Safeway. Yeah, it's scary.
Police are looking for two suspects in that attack. CBS News Brief. I'm Linda Kenyon.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Home ownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weikert team gets that, and our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing. You have questions? We have answers. You have worries? We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 608-721-8002, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dominic Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out, and for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger is in full effect. Gilbert, man, Gilbert, when you played in college, how much did they pay you a year?
Let me see. 12 divided by 14, carry the 1, 0.
Hey, man. I remember the conversations that were had going back many years about whether or not they should pay college players. And the argument always was, no, They're getting a college degree.
Travesty. NCAA was hitting everybody upside the head. If my mama didn't send me $50 a month, and I had to take that $50 and make a stretch that whole month, if she didn't send me that, I would have been in trouble.
They had the fans agreeing, Gilbert, with the colleges that it would be a big mistake if we paid the college players, because then they would become pro players.
Earl, and you about to get me to start cussing.
But we know this is what happened.
Here's the thing. They pulled the wool over the fans' eyes, man. They pulled the wool over their eyes.
Okay.
They don't tell you how much they make.
Oh, yeah.
They don't tell you what they get. I mean, let's take, for instance, it was a football game, college football game on PlayStation or whatever, Xbox, whatever right. You was playing. Well, they was using the player's likeness.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And everything. And they getting paid on top of all the other stuff, ticket sales and butts and seats and all that other stuff. And you can't kick over a little bit to the guy you using? Because we gave you a scholarship.
Yeah.
Shut up and take it.
You know, Gilbert, if you think about just the game between Michigan and Ohio State, either in Michigan or in Ohio State, with a stadium that seats well over 106,000.
Let's just say 110.
Yeah, 110,000. And I don't know, Gilbert, but I got to think tickets for a college football game like that.
You know, Earl, no. Let's just give it. Let's just say the ticket costs $20.
Oh, come
on. Can you do $20 times 110,000? Then they're going to want to eat. Then they're going to want to drink. Then they're going to do this, that, or the other. Then they're charging you sponsorship in the stadium.
Parking.
And you can't get these boys nothing.
Hey, Gilbert. A beer, $16. You know, I mean, the truth.
A hot dog, $18.
Yeah, you know, man, all those years that the players did not get compensated, and they had the fans saying, we don't want the college players getting paid because they become pro players. And they got away with that.
They're good with that, Earl. They got away with that. But here, let's take this in consideration now. The players that are getting paid now, what are they doing? The most majority is staying in school because now they're getting paid and they ain't got to worry about, oh, I got to get out because I got to take care of my family. Oh, I got to get out because of my mom and them sick and I got to pay these bills. Now they're getting paid. They gonna say, hey man, we can get this money. And then when we get out, we got that money.
You know, Gilbert.
But why run to
them? I bet you that people listening right now who agreed that college players shouldn't get paid. Now, and there are probably people listening now who didn't even know that college players can now get paid. Right?
Yeah.
And so let's look at in football. The highest paid college football player right now is Peyton Manning's nephew, Archie Manning's son. And for those of you who don't know who Archie Manning is the father of Peyton Manning. And what's the other guy's name to play for New York?
Eli
Manning. So his youngest Oh, his grandson is a freshman quarterback for the University of Texas, and he's a freshman, and he's getting $3.8 million per year. He's the highest paid college player.
Ain't bust a grape yet.
No. And so I wonder what people's thoughts are. And I know back in my day, people were certainly against and opposed to that. But what are your thoughts today? 844-967-2789. Are you opposed to college football players being paid? Gilbert, you went. Go ahead.
Let me break it down to you, Earl. Let me break it down to you because people don't really understand. You got a scholarship. You got a 3 or 4 year scholarship. You got your books taken care of. You got your food taken care of. You got all this taken care of, right? You got that scholarship. Shut up and play the game. No. There's other factors into this. And that's what they need to understand. These kids come from nothing. Okay, we got all that. Now you using me to enrich or have your school. And let's just say your player is supposed to pay back for that scholarship. Man, do you see how much that school is making off of you? And you can't pay these kids nothing? And now they're there, but they gotta have clothes. They gotta have a social life with food and everything like that. They wanna go do this, that, and the other. And they can't do that because they don't have the money.
So Gilbert, let's go to the phone lines and Gary from Sussex. Good morning to you, Gary. What are your thoughts?
Well, my thoughts are my son went to Marquette University with a full scholarship for running track and field and cross country. And he never got paid anything. And, you know, when you start paying somebody $3 million, you just got out of high school and you're getting $3 million. It's going to screw you up. You know, remember Johnny Manziel? That guy was, you know, that guy had social problems. The guy was a complete idiot. I think you need to mature, and I think going to college teaches you to grow up because you're living at home, and now you're going to college. My son lived in a stinky dorm for 5 years, and it was terrible.
Hey, Gary, and you financially – were well off enough that you could assist your son. Everybody's not like that.
Yeah, but the fact is, you don't need to live like drive around in a Corvette or something like that when you're in
college.
Okay,
so Gilbert wants to respond to you, man. Gilbert,
I mean, I feel your pain, sir. I really do, but I was in that same position. And like I said before, my mama only gave me 50 bucks to last me for a whole month to do something, to try to do something. Now, when there's a cat out there that don't even get the 50 bucks from home, what is he supposed to do? How is he supposed to live when this college is making $2-3 million off of his likeness? Like you have no say so anymore. It's like they got you strapped to do what they want you to do. How are you supposed to be a man but with somebody telling you what to do? Do you understand that part of it?
Gilbert, the last 150 years, kids went to college and they did sports. They made it through. You made it through. These kids do not need to get paid $3 million just coming out of high school. That is totally ridiculous. And my son got a job. He had to get 12 credits, plus he ran 150 miles a week, plus he ended up getting a job. You know, he worked at the Al McGuire Center as a greeter, you know. Now they paid him like
okay, Gilbert wanted,
an hour,
Gilbert but, wants to respond, man.
That's that. I mean each sport is different. Here's the thing. In football, you can't get a job. They don't let you get a job because they take your time. If you're not practicing, if you're not in class, you got study hall because they got to make sure you make your grades. So when do we have time to go get a job?
Well, and it's even to me, Gilbert, it's not even about the job. It's about the fact that the universities were making all of this money and all of these guys aren't going pro.
Yep. Okay. You got to take care of your family. Now you got a chance to take care of your family now because you might not go pro. What do you say to that one, sir?
Well, obviously, what is it? Maybe 5% end up going pro or something like that.
No, not that many.
And the light. Okay, maybe 2%. And then what is the lifespan of a football player? What, 3.5 years? Correct, Gilbert?
Yeah.
Three and a half years is the average length of a football player. Okay, fine. Yeah. You know, welcome to the real world. You know, I never made $3 million or $20 million a year. I worked every single day in my life since I've been five years old.
You didn't make millions of dollars for university. These guys are making tens of millions of dollars and hundreds of millions of dollars for universities.
And that's fine. The universities can keep their doors open. You know, I'm not saying that they can't help them with food and help them with
board.
What kind of social life are you going to have when you go to college? You want to go out and party all the time? What kind of football player are you going to have?
Gary, thank you very much for the call. So, Gilbert, so that's the reason why it took so long to finally get to a point, and I know, Calvin, you wanted to say something. That's why it took so long, Gilbert, to get to a point where these guys could get paid, because people like Gary clearly didn't want them to get paid.
Well, Gary got to understand that the kids that's showing up on campus, they still got holes in their shoes. They still got holes in their drawers. They going with the same thing they showed up with. Some of these kids ain't got that.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Gary got to understand that, you know, just because you made it there, now you're supposed to be no, it don't work that way.
You know, and the fact that he was fortunate enough that his son didn't have to do all those things because he has a business and he could help his son. That's not the rule, is it? That's the exception.
No, Gary got to understand that. I understand he can do that, but some people just can't. And it ain't to the point where they getting this money and they just because they got a new car now, they got new clothes or whatever, that they're a different human being. No, that's still going to make them grow up because now they got responsibility. Now they got a chance to take care of their family. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, Calvin?
Yeah, I just wanted to add a really important point that I think we're talking past is that the university or the NCAA is not paying these kids. It's not happening. It's NIL, name, image, and likeness. Yeah. They can now profit off their likeness, which they were not able to do before. They can get endorsements, sell autographs, that type of thing.
Preach it, Calvin.
Our phone line's open at 844-967-2789. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 540 AM WAUK. UK.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Don McCrute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 540 AM WAUK.
Continue the conversation online. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook and on Twitter.
The New York Times side, staying alive was no job. Had second hands, moms bounced on old man. So then we moved to Shaolin Land. A young dude, we're rocking the go-to. Low goose, only way I begin to G-York was drug loot. And let's start it like this, son. Rolling with this one and that one. Pulling out gats for fun. But it was just a dream for the team who was a fiend. Started smoking wounds at 16.
Back. Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789 Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. You know, Gilbert and Calvin were saying before the break, name, image, and likeness deals are what we're talking about. So Archie Manning is a freshman quarterback for the University of Texas with an NIL valuation of $3.8 million per year, making him the highest-paid college football player. And so he declined his name, image, and likeness deals until he picked a university. And so he picked Texas, and he enrolled in January. And so he's, you know, $3.8 million.
So if you got that.
His family is rich. And his family is rich.
If I'm saying this right, Calvin, in the NIL, no one's losing money. The university is not losing money. The NCAA is not losing money. This is all money from something else. Am I right?
Correct. Yeah. Now they can like go be in a commercial for a local bar or something like that. And they weren't previously allowed to do that.
You know, and there also social media posts. Here's $5,000 per social media post. Caleb Williams is getting $5,000 per social media post. I wonder how much I'm getting.
Zero.
Hey, man, I was waiting for zero. Calvin to respond.
So I can tell, I can say it for Calvin. Zero.
Hey, man. Hey.
But see, also, Earl, it's merchandising in there, too. Some of these cats getting cars.
Yeah.
Now I can drive home.
Yeah, I was looking at the quarterback for the Ohio State
Buckeyes. You know what the big thing about it also, Earl, is people get jealous of that.
Yeah, so there are people who are angry that these young people are starting to be compensated. But it's not just football, basketball, the number one person. Well, before you go there, Bronny James, LeBron James' son, is the highest paid of all, and he's getting $5.8 million, and he just started $6.8 million.
Does he need that?
Well, no, I mean, that's like you say.
You know what? You will say no, but he's going to tell you, I want to be my own man.
Yeah.
I want to stand on my own 2 feet, make my own money, show my dad how I can do it.
Well, you know, and then Angel Reese is the highest paid, female basketball player. Let's go to Mike Crute, man. Hey, man.
Who?
Mike Crute, your buddy. Hey, Crutey, what's going on, man? You say what?
Good morning, Gilbert. Good morning, Earl. I'm listening to you guys. I'm in Rosendale. I got to be real careful with my speed right now. But my question for Gilbert, for the grave digger, is I used to know some guys that played college basketball that claimed they were getting cash under the table in their sneakers. Like they'd come back in from practice, there'd be like $300 in their shoe. Well, I'm curious if Gilbert ever knew anybody. Yeah, obviously he met some top players playing in the NFL. Was there ever conversations about the schools that were paying under the table? Because some obviously were. I know SMU kind of went out of business for a while.
Hey, Crew, before you go and before Gilbert answers that, what is your take on the players receiving this compensation?
I think it's so rare that someone gets $3.8 million. I mean, the top kid with the biggest name got $3.8 million.
Right.
The average kid's lucky if he gets $1,000, $5,000 a year in a pizza deal.
Right.
And, you know, that's really how these things should scope out. But with social media and stuff, all we've done is given them permission to market themselves. They've commercialized themselves. As Gilbert said, that's new money. That's not the college's money. That's marketing dollars that, you know, this day and age, these kids are now allowed to get a piece of.
All right, Creedy. Gilbert, you want to respond quickly?
Well, like he said, man, I don't know. Because I ain't going to have somebody looking after me. But, yeah, it went down that way. You know what I'm saying? Some guys were fortunate to do that. Some guys were promised things if they come there. So, yeah, I mean, yeah, it was under the table.
Let's go quickly to CJ. CJ, you say what?
Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you, Gilbert. And, you know, thank you, Earl. I think it's going to ruin sports. I've lost interest the way the money and the school is going to pay dearly for this. The cost of education is skyrocketing. It's going to
continue. Were you listening to the conversation?
I think
CJ,
it should be required for these athletes to get a degree. And so the money is one thing, but they're there to get an education. And if they don't get the education like you spoke of, 1% to 2% get to go on to the NFL. Oh,
okay, CJ, we'll have more time. Thank you. Gilbert, you want to respond quickly?
Mr. CJ just don't understand. It's to the point where, you know, these kids are staying in school now because they got money now. They're not running from the education now. They're staying in for the education now because now they can do things. That's how it is, man. People don't understand. They think they're getting the money and they're just bolting and doing all. No, they're staying in school now because now they're getting paid for their services.
And we'll see, Gilbert, and that's, you just said, getting paid for their services. Again, Gary and CJ are prime examples of why it took so long, Gilbert, for this to come into fruition because people thought that the college degree was sufficient for what these guys put in.
Yeah. I wish Gary and CJ could see it a different way. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, some people got to go through it before they see it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Just watching TV and listening ain't the thing. You got to go through it. Then you would understand that half of the kids that are doing this they have nothing. Nothing.
Gilbert, I wish we had more time, man.
That was a good topic, girl.
Yeah.
Good topic.
You know, it always flies, man, as we move closer to football season. Under the helmet, the grave digger is going to wrap up. So tell somebody about us. We got to go. See you on the other side, my friend.
Later, Calvin.
All right.
Love you, bro.
All right. Likewise. We'll be right back.
Hey, Racine and Kenosha, Civic Media and WRJN have landed your Green Bay Packers. Not only will you be able to hear your team run over the NFL this year, but now is your time to make your dream come true and be an official partner with the Green Bay Packers. One phone call is all it'll take to set up an appointment for Tuesday, August 1st and Wednesday, August 2nd. WAUK and WRJN will be around to talk to you and your company about how you can have your brand associated with not only the Packers, but the Badgers and local high school sports. And we'll also buy you lunch. What are you waiting for? Call Civic Media now at 608-819-8255 to secure an appointment for next week. Only a handful of Packers sponsorships left, so call us now. 608-819-8255. You don't want to miss out on a partnership that will be more profitable than your fantasy football team. 608-819-8255. This deal is a guaranteed touchdown.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.